You heard Mayor Klug say Williston needs more pipelines to get the oil out of North Dakota. Well, that's exactly what's been driving the ongoing protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Late last night, with temperatures dropping into the 20s, protesters say police shot water cannons and rubber bullets into a crowd of about 400 people trying to cross a barricade. At least 17 people were taken to the hospital. For their part, police say protesters assaulted them with rocks and burning logs. In another story we're following today, climate scientists are alarmed to see unseasonably warm temperatures in the Arctic. Temperatures over much of the Arctic are more than 30 degrees warmer than usual. Craig George works in the Department of Wildlife Management for the North Slope Borough in Barrow, Alaska. That's on the Arctic Ocean, and I asked him what he's been seeing.
Well, I've been here 39 years, actually, and this is far and away the warmest fall I've experienced. Freeze-up was late. Snow was very, very late, and the sun is now down as of the 18th of November, and there's still no sea ice, which is pretty unusual.
Jennifer Francis is an atmospheric scientist at Rutgers University, and she joins us now via Skype. And Professor Francis, Craig George says there's still no sea ice where he is in Barrow. Does your data back that up?
It absolutely backs that up. There are many areas around the Arctic where there's no sea ice right now where there should be. And we're seeing record low sea ice for this time of year. And that's been the story pretty much all of 2016. Almost every single month this year so far, we've had less sea ice than we've ever seen over the record that we have.
Craig George was telling me that it was very strange because the temperatures were in the low 30s, which for this time of year is actually not good, because we're now in the middle of polar night. The sun is down for several months now. What do temperatures like that mean? And if there is no sea ice, what does that mean for the Arctic?
It means a lot of things. For one thing, we know that when it's very, very warm in the Arctic relative to the areas farther south, this tends to make the jet stream take a much wavier path as it travels around the northern hemisphere. So the jet stream is this river of wind high over our heads that creates the weather that we experience down here on the surface. And the reason those big waves are important is for a couple of reasons. One, they're helping keep the Arctic warm. When we get one of these big northward swings in the jet stream, it carries a lot of heat and moisture with it up far north. So that tends to exacerbate the problem. It tends to prolong and increase that warmth up there. So that's, you know, part of the story of why we just can't seem to get the ice to form this year. But the other reason that's important that we have this wavier jet stream is that when those waves get large, they tend to kind of stay in the same place for a long time. And that's important because those waves in the jet stream are what create the weather that we experience down here on the surface.
I was just going to say, what for those of us who don't live in the Arctic Circle, how does that trickle down to us?
Exactly. Well, this is one of the reasons when those waves get really big, it makes the weather patterns that we're experiencing tend to hang around for a really long time. I was just talking to someone in England just this morning, and he was saying that they've been stuck in this very stormy, cold, nasty pattern for what seems like forever. So we're seeing this very wavy pattern all across North America, across the Atlantic, and most of Europe as well.
So that's the short term. I wonder about long term, though. Mother Jones magazine, of course, leans pretty far to the left, says that the North Pole is in a death spiral. But some might wonder if you can just reverse what looks like is already an ongoing trend once it gets started. I mean, once that sea ice isn't there, is it a cycle that just builds upon itself?
Well, it would certainly tend to go that way, because not only is the sea ice not covering as much real estate as it should at this time of year, but it's also extremely thin. And when that ice gets thin and it doesn't cover much ocean, a lot of extra heat from the ocean can get transferred into the atmosphere, which keeps the air warm. So again, it's kind of a vicious cycle that we have going here. And when we see this very dramatic warming and ice loss, then it's going to be hard to reverse it in this winter, I think. We're looking at a warm winter, probably for the whole winter up there in the Arctic.
Okay. Professor Jennifer Francis is an atmospheric scientist at Rutgers. Professor Francis, thank you.
Anytime.